May Allah bless every single one of you today and always, including your family members and your relatives. On this auspicious Thursday night, we are going to go and continue our program with the recitation of the Word of Allah, the Holy Quran, by inviting Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom with a loud and boisterous Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Tonight I wanted to discuss Surah Fatiha, the very first chapter of the Holy Quran. Now, we often, when we think about reciting the Qur'an, we go to other verses and other chapters of the Qur'an. But this surah that each and every one of us already knows has so much wisdom in it that if we were to contemplate over it and ask why has Allah commanded us to recite this surah 10 times at the very least every single day, then it would become something tremendously profound for all of us. There's also a verse in the Quran that alludes to this very surah, and it says, "We have surely given you the 7 oft-repeated verses," referring to the 7 verses of Surah Fatiha. So let's translate it and allow ourselves to contemplate just a little bit about this surah. The first verse is saying, "In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the generally kind and the especially kind." Look at how Allah introduces Himself to us. He introduces Himself to us through His compassion, His kindness, how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. And He also demonstrates for us that there's one type of rahmah, the rahmaniyya, which is His general kindness. He gives food and sustenance to everyone, whether they are believers or non-believers, whether they are alive or dead, whether they are animals, birds, the trees, the mountains. The Quran says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. How can you deny the favors of your Lord? These are such favors that are general. Then He describes Himself as Rahim, which is His special kind of mercy that He has. And this is reserved only and only for the believers. And so when we recite this, just the Bismillah, before we recite any surah of the Quran, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There's a moment where we can actually contemplate on the fact that Allah has this particular mercy for those who recognize Him and wish to strive and serve Him, as well as a general mercy for all things in His creation. Then He says, or rather we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And here comes a central theme of Islam and spirituality. The idea that we recognize that all praise belongs to Him. If you see a beautiful work of art, yes, it's beautiful. But we have to recognize that the one who gave the artist who painted that painting the ability to paint it was Allah. If we see mountains and we think this is beautiful, yes, but who deserves the praise? It's Allah. And inculcated within this verse is the idea of thankfulness. Now, we don't have time to go into the other verses, but I would like to point out this very central and unique theme, that the one dua, the one prayer that Allah asks us to pray is Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Guide me, or guide us, to the right path. This is the one dua, the one prayer that Allah is telling us to repeat over and over and over again. The very wise understand that despite all of our efforts, despite all of the things we might do to end up in the good place in the hereafter and not the bad place, at the end of the day, it's in Allah's hands. And so when we're reciting this surah, we should recognize that this is like a love letter from us to Allah. And we're asking Him, O Allah, guide me so that I can meet You pure, immaculate, and among those who are guided to the right path. وصلى الله على محمد وآل محمد.